This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors, and welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. My name's Scott Howell, and I'm your host. And for all you first-time listeners out there, the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our community of the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. You know, small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. And joining me today is our good neighbor, Nina Worsham at the Bluegrass Grill right here in Chattanooga. So thank you for being with me today, Nina.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're excited too. Well, Nina, before we jump into talking about the Bluegrass Grill itself, would you like to share, a little bit about you and your family and how it's associated?
Sure. Which I feel like it's very rare for businesses to be not only family owned and operated, but like parents working with their kids. It used to be very common, but I feel like it's not anymore. And that's something that I think it's really cool. But my dad's always been a priest. And so we always had a restaurant as kind of given us the ability to not have to draw from the church, so to speak, as far as like payment goes, as far as his salary. We really had the restaurant to kind of make ends meet. And that was something we always did. And my parents were all about giving back, and they used to do like a yearly Thanksgiving meal for homeless people, and they used it to kind of do faith and good works as well. And so that's something my brothers and I grew up in. I have three brothers, and so we which again, something that used to be more common to have, you know, four kids. Didn't realize was as crazy as it is now. So
are your three brothers involved in the business as well?
They have been in the past. They are not at this time. My brother, Greg, he and I are the middle children, left about 2 years ago to start his own tackle shop, which is in Chattanooga, Tennessee as well. It's called Talkin' Tackle. So he and his best friend started that. His best friend's wife works with me at Bluegrass. But he's out. And then my oldest brother is doing his own thing in Asheville. He's an avid climber. And then my baby brother is always the smart one, we like to say, but he's kind of the business-minded one. And he went to college and got a marketing job and living in New York City and doing all that. We've all worked there at times, and we've all worked there together at times, but right now it's just mom and I.
Okay. So your whole family pretty much got the roots there as far as your siblings go, got the roots there at the Bluegrass Grill. So how long have y'all been in business?
So we opened in October of 2007. So my math isn't so good, but 17 years.
17 years, yeah. Yeah, wow.
In October of this year. I know, it feels wild.
That's awesome. Wow, that's incredible. You know, I'm going to tell you, it's so unfair for a restaurant like yours to be out there for people like me who love to eat. Because, you know, I just got through eating today. I mean, had just filled my belly, you know, got through eating, and then looked at your website because I wanted to kind of get a feel of who I'd be talking to. And I saw this picture of this egg, bacon, and cheese biscuit. And I mean, real bacon hanging off the edge of the biscuit, not like that you get at these fast food places, real bacon. And I saw it, and I'm telling you, I just got through eating, and I was immediately hungry again. Now, Nina, that's not fair, okay?
it's just the way of the world. I wish there was something I could do about it. People ask me how I'm not 300 pounds, so I get it.
I looked at the rest of the menu, was just amazed, and I don't know how I have not known that the Bluegrass Grill is in downtown Chattanooga. But, you know, this is what this program is all about, is about highlighting businesses, whether you've been there a long time and you have residents that just don't know about you, or you have brand new people that are coming to town that don't know, haven't heard about the Bluegrass Grill yet. So that's what we're all about, is just trying to show you off, to everybody. You know, every business has a story, and we just want to provide a place that you can, you know, shout it from the rooftops and tell everybody what you're about. So tell us about the business itself. What is Bluegrass Grill known for?
Well, one thing that my mom says, it's a labor of love. So she gets there at 2:30 in the morning, bakes all the biscuits, the pastries, we make all our own muffins, cinnamon rolls. She does a ton of gluten-free stuff because she had to switch over to eating gluten-free for her arthritis, and it really cleared that up. And so she does all of that, all the baking. And then the next, you know, crew starts showing up at 5:30, 6. One thing, our mission statement, you could say, is that we want everyone with all whatever dietary restrictions, preferences, needs to be able to sit down at a table, and you can get a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit if that's what you want. And then, you know, your cousin who is dairy free and, you know, doesn't eat red meat can get, you know, a portobello mushroom hash with our house seasoned tofu. And then we have these vegan gluten free cinnamon rolls, but we also have, you know, the regular traditional fluffy big cinnamon rolls, just something for everybody, but where you're not having to compromise quality. So you're getting, like you said, the good bacon, because which is like a staple. It's something that we do bacon right. Then they're able to get whatever else they want, and nobody feels like, it's not like you having to go to a vegan cafe that, you know, you'll eat something but it's not ideal, or them having to go somewhere like Cracker Barrel where, you know, everything's made with butter and blah 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 and out of a can and in a fryer, everything's touching, and everybody gets something that they're gonna enjoy and be able to sit at the same table and kind of break bread, I guess you could say. So that's something that my parents made their mission statement that we've really tried to stick with our menu.
Well, that's awesome, because, you know, I'm not a vegan. I'm not a vegetarian. I'm a meat lover. You know, I love meat on my plate. And sometimes you're right, to go eat with some friends, I would have to compromise, you know, because they didn't want to eat like that. So I'd have to go somewhere that served their kind of food to be able to go out and eat with them. And maybe I'd get there.
Which is
really
fine. I'm sure you'd find something you could eat, but this way you don't have to compromise. Though.
Sometimes it's difficult because I'm kind of an old picky eater too, you know? So I go over there and I'm like, what is that? You know, to know I can come to a Bluegrass Grill and sit down and we all can come together and all of us can eat together, but I get what I want, they get what they want, we're all happy. That's nice to know.
And it's all fresh. And that's a big thing too. I feel like, you know, you start with fresh ingredients and we just try not to mess it up from there. And that's one of the important things that a lot of people miss these days.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned about your mom suffering from arthritis and switching over to gluten-free, and her arthritis went away?
Yeah, it cleared up the inflammation in her joints. So I guess whatever, because apparently our bodies aren't made to process flour, but we do it anyways, and I will never give up my bread. I mean, she had to kind of go with that, and she started going to the store and she was getting whatever gluten-free this and that they had, and it tastes like cardboard. It's just not good. And she's a baker by trade. My mom and dad actually met baking a wedding cake and do it. So they've always been very, you know, into food, but she's the baker. She's the one that when she's bored in the kitchen, I'll go in there and she's like making this crazy braided loaf of jalapeno cheddar bread, like just for fun, like from scratch, bread from scratch for fun. And that's who she is. And so she was so displeased with what she found at the grocery store as gluten-free options. She was like, I'm going to do it myself. So she, you know, did a bunch of research, and then she of course experimented at home until she decided she, you know, got something to where she liked it. And she just makes her own flour blends and does it all.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That is amazing. That is amazing. So let's talk about your journey for a moment, Nina. Are you planning on, are your plans currently to stay in the business?
Absolutely. I don't know what else I would do. You know, it's been a part of my life since I was so young, and I've done other things, but I always come back to it just because it's something that draws me, but it's really part of who I am. And I've thought about, you know, I sat there, you know, in soul search when I was younger, like, what do I want to do? What do I want to be in this? I just can't think of anything else that I would rather do. I love it. I get to be active at work. I get to kind of interact with people. I mean, there are hard days, you know, in any job, but I love it. I love it.
Well, I love it that you're going to stay with it and keep it open, because I'm going to be down there soon to get one of those biscuits and, with the real bacon on it. I can't stand it any longer now. I saw that picture. I'm like, I've got to go. So, you know, take us outside of work for a moment and tell us, what do you do for fun when you're not working there at Bluegrass Grill?
Well, Chattanooga is a scenic city. I do like to kind of get outside and play and do what, you know, go to Middle Creek. I have a 5-year-old, so we do a lot of whatever he wants to do these days is kind of what we do. And we, you know, but he loves bug hunting, and he likes to find rocks. I always get rocks in my pockets, and we're just, you know, kind of just do a lot of exploring life from his perspective, which is really good. And I spend a lot of time over at my parents' house. We always go over there, and we'll go take her dog for a walk, or just to hang out. She lives kind of by a park, and just kind of able to be outside and, but also spend time with family. And that's something.
Yeah. That's important. Not just for you and them, but it's also important for him. Cause I tell you, I miss my grandparents. I miss them, you know,
And a lot of people don't have access to that. Like the babies don't have access to their grandparents. I've bought a house 5 minutes away from my mom for a reason. A lot of people are like, I don't know if I could live that close to my mom. And I'm like, it's, you know, it's worth it. It's one of those things where we can pop over, or, you know, either way, I'm out there pulling weeds, and she doesn't have a garden really anymore, but I need help in the yard, and she'll come help me out, or just get to hang out with him. And it's something that's really special.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned your dad was a priest, I think is how you worded that. Is that correct?
Correct.
So is he retired now?
He is retired now. He's no longer practicing.
Well, God bless him for his work in the ministry. I know he probably touched a lot of people's lives. So, and I understand that maybe his health isn't what it once was. So all our listeners out there that believe in prayer, let's remember in our prayers and as well. But you know, before we started recording, you told me a couple of things that pretty much give me an answer to the question I want to ask. But I want you to kind of expose yourself a little bit so people can understand that Bluegrass Grill is made up of real people that also have problems occasionally in life. Tell me about hard challenges in life that you've went through that have made you stronger and better for it.
Well, it's been just working with your family, first of all, is kind of a challenge that I feel like not a lot of people could do. And it's something that brings us closer as a family. I mean, you know, we've got a family group chat. Even though we're a little spread out now, we still are all very close. And it's something that I used to take for granted. And all my friends are like, it's so cool. You and your family are so close. And I'm like, I haven't talked to my brother in 2 days. What are you talking about? And they're like, 2 days, you know. I haven't seen my brother in 6 years. I'm like, oh gosh. And with my dad has a degenerative brain disease that's been very challenging for my mom to care for him and us as her children to be able to support her through continuing to run the restaurant, but also caring for him while also being a grandmother, because she does need all of those things are things she needs to do. And so he's still to be at home with her, and, you know, whether it's me bringing dinner over whenever, or we do catering and we do events at the restaurant. So sometimes she has to be there evenings after being there in the morning. And so my brother will come drive down from Hickson and spend the evening with my dad. They'll watch a baseball game and, you know, he'll bring some burgers or do whatever. And just things like that, that even though, you know, health wise, he's not where he was, or working together as a family, you'd think that it could have caused us to clash. It's just drawn us together, especially in times of need where we have each other as support. And it's really special. It's cool.
Yeah. I'm glad you got that. Tell you what, till things happen in your family, illnesses and things happen, it's hard to understand. But when it happens, there's nothing like that family bond, you know, that's there when you've got the support you need. So I'm glad your mom has y'all helping her out. And your dad too. Glad he still has y'all where he can, y'all can enjoy, make some more memories. That's what life's all about.
He can barely use his phone, but call me. Hey, it's going to be Mother's Day. And, you know, I don't know how to do all this online stuff, but can you get some flowers and bring them over for your mom? I'm like, absolutely, Dad. Absolutely. Yeah. We can do it.
I went through a difficult time in my life, too, where my late wife, she was sick a long time, passed away. And it's you need people around you. You need that support. You do. So. Yeah,
it's for them being sick, but it's hard for you as the person, you know.
Absolutely,
it's hard for everybody. It takes us all to kind of work together to get it.
I totally agree. You know, if there was one thing that you wish our listeners could know about the Bluegrass Grill that they probably wouldn't know if you didn't tell them, and you would like to just shout it from the rooftops, what would it be?
I guess that we do private events and we have so much fun doing them. That's something that it's such a small, intimate space. If you haven't been there, it's, you know, seats 40 to 50 people. And we've done baby showers and rehearsal dinners and things like that because it's just got such positive energy in that space. And we love being able to be a part of other people's family gatherings and those sorts of things. It's something that is really special to us. And we've made lifelong friends and bonds and just by being able to be a part of these special occasions for people. And that's something that not a lot of people know. And everyone thinks you have to wait all the time when you're coming in during business hours. If you come throughout the week, you don't. Fridays and Saturdays are going to be busy, but Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, you're good to go. Like those are the things that, you know, the inside scoop, the tips and tricks that you need to know.
That's great because I didn't know that you did private affairs either. So most of those. So what are your hours at the restaurant?
So we're open 2 through Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. So we've done dinners any day of the week because we're always. And then Sundays we've done post-wedding brunches on Sundays because we're always closed on Sundays. So with the spaces open, really anytime that we are not open, we are available to do events and we can cater it. Or we also have just allowed people to use our space and they bring all their own goodies and whatever they want and just have somewhere where they don't really have to worry about setup and cleanup. And it's the perfect, you know, gathering place for them.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, you know, because I remember a time in my life that we needed something like that and didn't know where to go, you know, so that's awesome to know that it's available. And but you're also available to provide food. Is that what you're saying? If they need it, you can.
Exactly. You provide food. We can do space or we can just do food, and it doesn't have to be breakfast. We do dinner stuff as well. One of our executive chef used to do wedding caterings. He quit doing it because he said it was so lonely. It was just him chopping 1,000 tomatoes, you know, for hours by himself. And he kept him from his family because he was having to do it every weekend. And with our schedule, it's perfect for anybody that has a family because, you know, we close at 2. We are off days and Mondays, and it gives us the freedom to do these events and be a part of your family event and still also, you know, no matter what, have time with our families.
Yeah. Well, I can see where, Nina, that it would be a lot of fun hanging out wherever you're at. That's for sure. I can
tell you. We have a great time.
Yeah, you're a very bubbly personality and you like to smile and laugh and it's always enjoyable to be around somebody like that. So,
attitude is everything.
Let's do this. I'm sure there's a lot of people wondering how could we contact y'all? How could Scott? You're talking about their menu. You're talking about their website. So, online or offline, how can people reach out to y'all?
Well, we have a Instagram, Facebook, just Bluegrass Grill. If you want to go to our website that has our entire menu, we also do like online ordering. So you can pay online. We can do curbside. We can do, you know, all that. That's bluegrassgrillchattanooga@gmail.com or bluegrassgrillchattanooga.com to reach out to us or to order or to. But our online ordering system is through bluegrassgrillchattanooga.com. And offline, we, you know, you have to catch us while we're there. But we do, you know, have a landline like the good old days where you can reach us. The number is 423-752-4020. And you can just give us a call and ask if we have a line or place a to-go order or whatever other questions you could would have. That's the phone number.
Okay, repeat that phone number one more time.
Okay, it's 423-752-4020.
752-4020. That's for the Bluegrass Grill in downtown Chattanooga, right? Did you mention your physical address?
It's 55 East Main Street in the Suite 101, but it's right across from the local juice company, right there behind the Chattanooga Choo Choo. Literally one block, we are right around the corner.
All right. Well, everybody knows where the Chattanooga Choo Choo is, that's for sure.
So exactly.
They've got their. If you don't know, you're just not from Chattanooga, right?
Exactly.
Oh, well, all right. It has been a pleasure talking to you and getting to know you, Nina, and knowing more about the Bluegrass Grill. And thank you for being on the podcast with us today. We really appreciate you.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
Yeah, I thought so too. And you just keep doing what you do, keep that family tradition going. And I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to try to get the word out or help you get the word out to so we can all just keep supporting you for years to come. That'll be our mission. Absolutely. Absolutely. And to all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Nina and learning more about the Bluegrass Grill, take a moment to consider all they have to offer. You know, they have the delicious food for no matter what your taste or your preference is. They have the meat eater like myself, they have the vegan options. They have the different types of gluten-free options. They have, you can take a whole family and sit down and eat together and everybody can find something to fit their dietary needs. And then they have the space that they can, you can rent out from them. They'll cater it or you can bring your own food. So they have a lot to offer. And, but in the meantime, from up until 2 o'clock during the day, well, let's go eat with them. Let's go support their business and do all we can to help them out. And before ending this episode, I'd like to thank you, all the listeners, for taking time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. And always remember, support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.